all honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is a beautiful day in this life that you and I are living in. We are in a blissful atmosphere, a blissful moment. We are not living 2,000 years ago where there was horse and cart. We are living in an era and a time where there's aeroplane, there's cars, there's a scooter, there's bicycle. Those days there wasn't any. So we are living in the best time. We live in a house with roof, light, and pillows to sleep on. Not in those days where we're sleeping on a straw. So when I say we are living in the best time of our life, I need you to say amen and agree with me and say, my God has been good to me. Today is one of those days where we are thanking God and blessing Him for all that He has done for us. My name is Apostle Charles of Breakthrough Life Church in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. Glory be to God. I welcome you on Moment with Charles today. And my topic is, I love it. My topic is, I prevail in God. I prevail in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do I want to prevail in God? And the answer will surprise you. Life can be very, very hot. Life can be very challenging. Life can be very difficult. So I need to prevail by leaning on the everlasting hand of God. Leaning on God so that I can get what I want in this life. Who else can I depend on so that I can prevail? But El Shaddai, the greater I am, the greater I am God. So if I say I prevail in God, what I'm saying is, despite all my situation, me and God, we are majority in the name of Jesus. The beautiful thing is, when you partner with God, you are the majority, because He created and formed all things. And because He created and formed all things, who else but Yahweh that you must partner with? David prevailed against Goliath by partnering with God. David prevailed against Saul by partnering with God. Are you with me? When you prevail, it means you win, you survive, you overcome, you overtake, you rest. But in your prevailing, there has to be a higher power that is underneath you to push you forward, bring you into the winning atmosphere. And I love it, because winning is the game. When you wrestle with your enemies like this, you know, when you wrestle with your enemies, you want to prevail against your enemy so that you can have a beautiful life and enjoy it the way you want. Do you want to prevail in God? If the answer is yes, then say it with me. Father, I thank you that I am prevailing in all my circumstances. Let's move on. Say after me. Father, with you and I together, I have prevailed over the doctor's report that sickness no longer holds me down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray for money. When you partner with God, you will prevail over all financial situations. How? Because the Bible says silver and gold belong to God. So when you partner with God, you will prevail over your financial situation. Let us pray for that person who wants to prevail over that situation. Father God, I lift my brother, my sister, wherever they may be today, under the prevailing hand of the Almighty God, and I prophesy order in your life, that you have prevailed in your situation, you have prevailed in your circumstances, you have prevailed in wherever you are standing, and the blood of Jesus has followed you and bring you into order in the name of Jesus. May the Lord continually strengthen you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine on you, make you strong, and establish you. May the Lord lift you up from the doldrums of pain and sorrow and cause you to prevail in your circumstances. Wherever you are today, I prophesy that the prevailing hand of the Almighty God is going with you. Say amen. And you have conquered that situation and you have come into your own, and good doors have opened for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining me on The Moment with Charles. Thank you for being my partner. Don't forget, the next episode is coming, and I need you to share it with someone. You have prevailed in Jesus' name. God bless you.